It's 7:38 at WGCL, and on the telephone, Keith, we have this morning.
We have Paul Daly, and we got to talk to Jenny Vaughn about this because Paul's title is he's the Dean of Fine Arts and also the Artistic Director of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Art Center.
Won't fit on the business card.
Well, if he got paid by the number of letters in his title, he'd be a millionaire.
Could you imagine if he was in sports and they had to put that on the back of his jersey? That's right. That wouldn't fit at all. Paul, are you with us this morning?
I am. Thank you for having me, Mike.
Hey, well, we appreciate your time. We know you're a very busy man. Heck, you've put on one-man performances down there. You've got all the arts and crafts and everything that goes on through John Waldron down there at the corner of 4th and in Walnut. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's been happening here in the new year.
Well, we're always busy at the Waldron. You know, we've got all kinds of things going on there. In the mornings, we've got our academic courses. So those are the courses that our students that are enrolled at Ivy Tech take classes. In the afternoons and evenings, we've got our Center for Lifelong Learning. So those are the classes open to the community. We have two performance spaces where we open it up to the community and let them rent the spaces. We also have our own performances going on there. And then we have five galleries that have new art every month in them.
Paul, one of the things is, let's talk about your Dean of Fine Arts. We've got some new degrees available through Ivy Tech now because of Fine Arts and because of the new building expansion?
We've got the Associate of Fine Arts is a degree that we've offered for a few years now, and we've seen an increase every year in the number of students that have declared fine arts as their degree, so we've seen about a 30% increase
wow.
in the past 2 years of the number of students going for the fine arts degree. And yeah, now we have these new spaces in the expansion. We've got a movement studio, a music room, and an art studio, so that's really exciting. What that does for us is it allows us to offer more classes. The issue with arts classes is just like, say, for chemistry, you need a lab where you can do your work.
Right.
The students need the opportunity to be able to go into the space and do their work when a class isn't being held there. So when we don't have enough space, we are limited in the number of classes we can offer because we have to keep that room open for a certain period of time just to let students do work.
Now, speaking of students and doing work, there you have an event coming up that students are auditioning for now?
That's right. We've got the next Ivy Tech student production, which is Arthur Miller's adaptation of Henrik Ibsen's classic, An Enemy of the People. We just had the past two nights were auditions, and tonight we've got callbacks. I'm really excited about this production. We're doing some interesting things with it, two interesting things. One is we're going to move the audience from room to room in the Waldron. So the first scene is going to be up in the Miller Gallery. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Next scene will be over in the large classroom across the hall, and then we'll bring him downstairs to the fire bay for a town hall meeting, and then bring him back up to the Miller Gallery where they started. And since we had these three spaces, I was able to collaborate with Vanessa Babcock's architecture design course at Ivy Tech, and those students designed the set in the large classroom for the play.
Wow. Well, then this weekend, this Friday, tomorrow, is First Friday. Now, for those who don't know what First Friday is, explain the Ivy Tech tie-in and what First Friday does.
So First Friday is a citywide event where the galleries present the new art for the month. Some of the galleries have new art every 2 months, and some of the galleries have new art every month, and we're one of the galleries that has new art every month. And we invite the public to come and view the art in our galleries and the art in all the galleries from 5 to 8 every first Friday of the month. And it's free, open to the public. A lot of the galleries have treats that you can eat or drink. And in our gallery, our culinary students prepare treats for everyone.
Hold on.
Oh, you said culinary treats, Paul. Let's rewind this here. Food.
You got our attention.
What is that? What are we cooking over there? What kind of culinary treats are we talking about?
Sugary treats.
Well, there you go. Hey, there you go.
You had us at culinary.
You had us at culinary and treats.
And I
could hear the drool.
That's right.
That's right. And it's not good with electronics. Let me tell you that Keith and I have had this board rewired three times.
Well, and the whole gallery situation is it's all galleries in the Bloomington area, and you can kind of walk around from one to another.
Yeah, Keith, and they call it gallery walk.
That's
really
right.
Strange.
I know. Isn't
that? It's creative marketing at its finest. Please excuse my friend Paul.
We're artists. I mean, that's what we do. Creative advertising.
There you go. Because if it was called Gallery Bus Ride, I don't think as many people would show up and enjoy downtown. Paul Daly is our guest this morning. He's the man over at The Waldron. Now, you've had Weikart do a bunch of plays. Is that finally over with, or does he have his card now? Can he actually help out over there? What's going on?
I always loved working with John. He's a pleasure to have in the rehearsal room. He is so committed and works hard. If I had every actor as committed as he was, I'd be a happy director.
And you'd all be committed, probably, along with John. But that tells me that you don't have any old man plays coming up, because he claims that he's just a one-trick pony character actor now. He plays an old guy that usually has a mustache or a beard.
He may have been typecast a little bit.
I just told him he's happy to have work. That's the key in that spot.
Paul, you do some cooperative work with Cardinal Stage, too. So they have something coming up?
They do. They do many of their performances in our space, and we love having them there. They're opening their next show, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, the next Friday, February 12th, and that runs through the 28th in the Weikart Auditorium, speaking of Weikart. And tickets are available at cardinalstage.org.
His fingerprints are everywhere.
Yeah. Is that the Jack Nicholson movie?
That is.
Yes.
Okay,
is.
Nurse Ratched, was it?
Yes.
Okay. That's an interesting play.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Wow.
It's a very interesting book and very interesting everything.
Paul, real quick, the Center for Lifelong Learning, how do people get involved there, and what does that mean? Is it just for people to come and take some art classes? What do you have going there?
So the Center for Lifelong Learning is personal enrichment classes, open to the community. Anyone can take a class. And we have our youngest student, I think, is 4, and our oldest student is 98.
Wow.
So we span the age spectrum. And you can take a class by going online at ivytech.edu/CLL or by calling 812-330-4400. We offer a wide variety of courses. We certainly offer a significant number of arts classes, but we have other classes. We've got the Bloomington Cooking School we partner with, and they offer some cooking classes. We have birding basics. We've got digital camera basics. We have crocheting, Yarns Unlimited. We work with them across the street, and they offer crocheting, knitting, tabletop loom. We have we work with pals, and they do some horseback riding. I mean, it's a wide variety of activities that we offer.